Long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear a blast from the past there from Joe Biden back when he was running for office in 2020. Had to bring the racial issue in, right? Just like Barack Obama the other day, shaming black men if they weren't voting for Kamala Harris. This is the world we live in these days in politics, and there's a brand new book out called The White Privilege Album, Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. We've got A.J. Rice with us, President, CEO of Publius PR, and A.J., welcome back. How are you?
Brother Mark, great to be here. Big shout out to the very fine people in your audience. I know they're out there.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I know that you also wrote an Amazon bestseller, The Woking Dead. Tell us what prompted you to come out with this new book.
Well, before I get into that, I just have to say something. I didn't think Donald Trump could break the media any more than he's broken them.
Yeah.
But this morning, Mark, I got to tell you, Donald McDonald has broken the media by working. By working at McDonald's over the weekend, they don't know what to do. It could be the Rubicon crossing silver bullet that finishes off the Kamala Waltz campaign. I mean, I have never seen a reaction like this in my life. And quite frankly, he's a man of the people. And some of what I write about when I'm taking on wokeness and taking on, you know, some of this garbage out there about white privilege and the patriarchy, is pushing back on this sort of elitism that just can't stand the common man. They can't stand regular American history. They don't want to hear any more about Columbus or Washington or Lincoln. They want to replace it all with, you know, I guess the history of Michelle Obama, you know.
Yeah.
And look, my job at Publius PR is to provide shows like this with great guests. And when I'm not doing that, you know, I do these books and The White Privilege album with an apology to the Beatles, not to Yoko, but to the Beatles, is look, it's a fun romp through sort of the 12 months of privilege, because chapter one is January, chapter 12 is December, and I go through an entire calendar year showcasing and poking fun at what some of the woke mob and the sort of cultural Marxists out there are trying to take from us or trying to ruin, quite frankly.
Well, you know, the truth about that is there's no bad PR, as you know, in the PR business. You're right. That picture of Donald Trump flipping the fries out of the basket, the fries out of the basket at McDonald's, the media hates it because people can connect with it. There's no getting around that. They can question
That's
why
right.
he was there and the impact of it, but at the end of the day, it's gonna connect them to him, and there's no bad public relations about that.
And it exposes what, you know. Look, if you're a Democrat, you can lie about all kinds of things and just get away with it. But obviously, Trump, being, you know, Trollmaster Flash. Kamala said she worked at McDonald's. McDonald's said that they have no record of this. So he basically goes and works a couple hours at McDonald's, and now he's got more experience at McDonald's than she does. So I think the next thing he should do is go to Tiananmen Square, maybe, so that he has more experience at Tiananmen Square than Tim Walz.
I think Harris is trying to have her own little PR moment and epically failing by going to all these churches in these swing states. And then you have Obama out there talking specifically to the black men saying, you know, you need to be supporting Kamala Harris. She knows your struggle.
That's right. I mean, look, when he does that, you know, I mean, I remember, look, he's the first black president, right, guys? But I remember when the first black president was a white guy. A chubby white guy from Arkansas, right?
Yeah, Bill.
So he's standing there, the half white guy from Hawaii and Kansas, and he's talking to a bunch of Steelers fans about how if they don't support Kamala, who's from the neighborhood, I don't know what neighborhood she's from, the Canadian neighborhood, the Marin County neighborhood, I don't know. But if they don't, that they might be misogynist, they might be sexist, and that, you know, you have to vote your skin color. Because she's from the neighborhood. I mean, what kind of sort of low, you know, the soft bigotry of low expectations is that, guys?
Well, you know, I've read through a bit of the book. I admit having not read all of it. But the point here is not, it's not about racism and black people. It's about the fraud of white privilege and how this has been used by the left to batter people emotionally into feeling guilt.
That's right. And look, you go to the richest neighborhoods in America. The problem, like Northern Virginia, guys, like I'm right in the swamp, you know, I'm the subterranean homesick alien here beneath the, I'm actually in the sewers. It's cleaner down here than it is above ground there on K Street.
Probably fair.
Right? And look, these are the whitest neighborhoods in America, guys. And, you know, you go across Northern Virginia from Alexandria through Loudoun County, which I'm sure you guys have heard about. These are white liberals that virtue signal with all the flags and the signs, you know, love is love. We vaccine our, you know, our pets and ourselves 50 times, you know, I heart Hamas and the rest of it. But you talk to the working class, the Vietnamese, the Arab, you know, black car owners, the people that own restaurants, the Latin people that own landscaping companies, they're all Trumpsters. So with all this talk about white privilege, what they've actually done in reverse is make the Republican Party more multi-ethnic and more working class.
Wow. A.J. Rice is our guest. He's got a new book out called The White Privilege Album, bringing racial harmony to very fine people on both sides. A.J., where do you see this thing going the last 2 weeks? I mean, it's only going to get nastier because, you know, I saw, you know, yesterday they're claiming, of course, that Trump is racist and he's, you know, for saying negative things about Kamala. This is just Trump. I don't know. I've watched him for 10 years now. I mean, it's just the way he attacks his political opponents, whoever it is.
Yeah, and we're at a point now where, like, it's been almost a decade since the OG came down the golden escalator. So
yes.
We're all kind of, you know, even the people that don't like him are immune, right? And look, people are getting their information in a different way. And, you know, you might hate that, but sorry. I mean, you know, it's 2024, and you can't just sort of capture the minds the way you used to. And look, they're lashing out because they see the poll numbers. And she's underwater. How can you simultaneously be underwater with Muslim voters in Michigan and Jewish voters in Pennsylvania? But she is.
Yeah.
Well,
it's true.
Now she told Chris, she was at a rally and someone shouted out, "Jesus is Lord." And she said something like, "You're at the wrong rally. You must be, you know, trying to go to the smaller one down the street." So now, I mean, Christians were already, they should be backing Donald Trump. But now I really hope there's a shift toward him.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, that's no different than Hillary telling that coal miner in West Virginia to learn the code. Remember to learn the code?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess the question is, guys, speaking of Hillary, is Kamala more unlikable than Hillary? I never thought in a million years that we'd get to this. She's more unlikable than the most unlikable woman in 100 years. Congratulations.
It's unbelievable. A.J. Rice, good luck with the new book. We can find it on Amazon, I'm certain, and anywhere else they sell great books.
Well, I love you guys. You guys are patriots. Keep bringing the good content.
You bet. A.J. Rice, thank you for your time. Appreciate that. The White Privilege Album, bringing racial harmony to very fine people on both sides. Looks like a great read. I've read a couple of the chapters to get ready for today's interview. And A.J. Rice there. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. What are we whimming about this morning?
Somehow, I think some people, more people than we'd like to admit, are still in denial about how bad illegal immigration is, the rate of crimes they're committing. And I found this crazy story out of Indiana that I just have to share with you and the impact it's having on local students there and certainly could happen here in the St. Louis area.
All right, back in just a minute.
Follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.